right, it is time to do our regular tech roundup now. Fevzi Turkut, the Gadget Detective, joins us as usual. Don't forget, you can find him on Twitter, at Gadget Detective, and you can subscribe to his podcasts for free on his website, gadgetdetective.com. How are you doing, Fevz?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Very good to have you with us. And as we've said more than once before, the tech companies are so big these days that they end up in battles with national governments. And
yes,
the latest in that sad run of sagas is Meta v Canada. What exactly is the gripe?
Isn't it odd, isn't it? These companies, and they win, because I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago. By the way, well spotted, that's exactly what this story is about. A couple of years ago, Australia brought in a law that said all these social networks that link to news stories but don't pay anything for them should be required to negotiate with the news providers, the people who actually employ journalists and produce news, and pay them something for
their
theft,
trouble.
Because
it's theft, isn't it? It's theft, pure and simple,
well,
surely.
You know, it's arguable, because what they're not doing is they're not sort of copying and pasting it onto their website. They're doing the links, but those links are driving traffic to Facebook and Google search. So when you do a Google search, for example, you know, you get a bunch of links and you can click on them, and it's very hard for those news companies to make money when their content is being leveraged in this way. So, and what happened 2 years ago was Australia backed down, and it amended the legislation, because the likes of Google, stroke Meta had withdrawn news services. Now it's happening all over again, this time with Canada. So Canada has voted to bring into force a bill that compensates news publishers for content. And news is expensive to produce.
Yeah.
And we all know that there's lots of things that are not news that are purporting to be news, but are in fact misinformation and disinformation online and on their platform. So you would think that they would value real news from real news producers. But instead, what Meta said is it's going to begin to restrict news on the platforms to Canada. So it's basically cutting off Canadians from news services. And, you know, and I really hope that Canada doesn't back down in the way that Australia did, because this is really important. There's so much disinformation around. I actually think that, you know, nations need to stand together, and it gets to a point where you actually need effectively a trade union of nations to stand up to these mega companies. And they need to be regulated, and they need to understand that, you know, it's not for free. These are highly profitable companies, and they should pay. They're not even being told how much they need to pay. They're just being told they need to negotiate. And frankly, I think even that's a weakness in the legislation, because they negotiate from a position of strength. You know, all the law requires them to do is negotiate in good faith, but it's very hard to determine what good faith is and what a market price should be, because they don't have alternative outlets to negotiate with. You know, so if you've only got one potential customer and your potential customer has to negotiate a price with you, then that customer may just push their advantage and give them tenpence. You know, and that's the problem. There's lots of problems with this. But I really hope that Meta bears in mind that it is being watched by governments who have the ability to regulate it. And the thing is, they imagine, you know, there's a spat between the UK government and Facebook. And Facebook says no one in the UK gets Facebook anymore.
Mm.
The government will probably lose the next election just for that.
It's become that integral to people's lives, you know, rightly or wrongly.
Exactly. It's a bit like saying you can't have electricity anymore.
I'm afraid it really is, yes.
It's become a utility.
We have a quote here from the Canadian Heritage Minister, Mr. Rodriguez, saying, if the government can't stand up for Canadians against tech giants, who will? And
exactly.
I suppose, and the fear is the answer might be, I'm afraid nobody can anymore. They've won.
The problem is,
because look what happened in Australia just down the road, you know.
Yeah, and the problem is, it's not just that they're large, that they're global, so they can cut off one market or two markets at a time, and it doesn't really affect them, not as much as it affects, you know, that individual country. What should be happening is all the countries should be bringing forth their legislation together at the same time, and then let's see them cut everyone off at the same time.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Whether it gets any better than it did down under. Bill Buckley here, and more to the point, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, here as well, with two gadgets of the week, the first of which is going to revolutionise our Wi-Fi speeds. Who wouldn't want that? Tell us more.
Yeah, so the problem that this solves is how to get fast, reliable Wi-Fi all around your home or your office or whatever. And it does this in a quite a unique way. So this is from a company called Devolo, D-E-V-O-L-O. They're a German company, and they've produced something called Magic 2 Wi-Fi 6. Now, Wi-Fi 6 is one of the more recent Wi-Fi standards that allows more devices to access the internet or the network more quickly. So it produces what's called a mesh network. So you can buy these little devices that plug into the wall socket, and they provide you Wi-Fi in that area. Mm-hmm. But when you use more than one of them, two, three, four, however you need to encompass your whole house, it creates a mesh. In fact, it's called a mesh network, such that as you move around your home, it works out which is the best Wi-Fi cloud to, so it's seamlessly, you sort of jump from cloud to cloud, fairly seamlessly. Sometimes you can have a sort of millisecond of downtime, but essentially it makes sure that as you move around, you get the best possible network. Now, the thing that's unique about this, there's lots of people who produce mesh Wi-Fi 6 networks, although they are good, then, you know, it's not unique to Devolo. Hmm. What is unique is that they combine it with what's called power line technology. A power line technology is where you send the internet not through wireless signals flying through the air, but through the mains wiring. So each of these devices are plugged into a main socket. It's somewhere in your house. And all being well, the device has a choice and or of sending a signal wirelessly, or if there's a problem because your home is huge or the walls are thick or they've got metal or, you know, there's some other reason why Wi-Fi isn't great, it sends the signal via your mains wiring, you know, the actual mains electrical wiring signal goes via that. And when it pops out, it creates a new Wi-Fi field, the adapter there creates a new Wi-Fi field, plus two hardwired Ethernet adapters as well. So you can have a completely wired connection coming from your router to the furthest reaches of your home, completely wired, which is great if you're doing something like streaming, for example. Mm-hmm. So this is a solution that I've just started using, where I'm increasingly having the need to stream video from here. And it's not enough just to have, you know, fast internet and fast Wi-Fi. You need a wired connection, because good as Wi-Fi is, it's never as solid, in my opinion, as a wired connection. So you get that. So it's a combination of these two things. And it comes in, you've sort of got a choice of the kits that you buy. So you can buy a starter kit, which is like two of the units. You have a non-wireless unit near the router and a wireless unit further away. Then you've got the multi-room kit, which is three adapters. Or you can buy single add-on adapters. Now, one thing I have to share with you, mm-hmm. most routers that we have in our homes don't support Wi-Fi 6 because it's a relatively new standard. So what you can do is, instead of buying the starter kit or the multi-room kit, you can buy what are termed add-on adapters, but you can just buy however many of them you want, which is, you know, what we've done, and plug the first one in near the router. And what that means is you can then switch off the old standard Wi-Fi built into your router. Just have a cable connection to it from the router, and then suddenly you've got Wi-Fi 6 at that point and every point in your house. So this is a really nice solution, this combination of a Wi-Fi 6 mesh network combined with power line. I think is unique. I haven't seen another product that does that. One caveat that I would say, if you buy it from somewhere where it can be returned, because occasionally there are homes, by dint of how their mains wiring is wired, where the power line bit doesn't work. or doesn't work well.
Right.
In most cases, it works without a problem. It's worked for me without any problem, but sometimes it doesn't. And therefore, then you could still just use it as a mesh thing, but you've paid for the power line as well.
Yeah.
So I would say buy it from somewhere that's got sort of a generous, no questions asked, 30-day money-back guarantee, and then take it out of the box and plug it in and set it up, you know, at the beginning of that returns period, just in case there's any problems. But other than that, excellent device, 4 stars out of 5.
Very good. Okay, and we're doing all the kind of the basic stuff as opposed to, you know, groovy little gadgets today, because we're going on to the always vexed question of storage now.
Yeah, so there's, why do we need sort of external storage on a computer? There's a variety of things. First of all, we need to back up all the devices. We now have a multiplicity of devices in our homes. You know, a typical family will, I know, have a couple of computers, a laptop, a games console, mobile phones, all these different things, and we rarely back them up. And one of the reasons for that is that, you know, taken collectively, they need a lot of storage. The other reason we need to back up is to protect ourselves against ransomware. This is a form of infection that can infect your computers and scramble all your data, and then they blackmail you, they ransom it back to you. But if you've got a backup copy of it, which is safe, you can just reinstate it and stick the appropriate number of fingers up at the criminals. You can also, with this device, so I'll tell you what the device is before we go much further. So it's from a brand called TerraMaster, TerraMaster, all one word, TerraMaster, and this is called the TerraMaster D5, and it's termed a direct attached storage enclosure. It's essentially, it's a box that can take up to 5 drives. They can be really large conventional hard drives with, you know, spinning platters, which can give you, you know, 16 or more terabytes per drive. Or you can put SSDs in it, which run cooler and quieter, but don't yet have the same capacity for the same price. They connect via a fast connection called Thunderbolt 3. Now, not every computer has it, but modern ones tend to. Pretty much all the modern Mac computers have it, and increasingly PCs have it. Thunderbolt 3, as the name sort of implies, is a very fast data connection, and you can use it to connect this box of drives to it. So let's say you've got this box of drives. So this comes as an empty box, and you put your own drives into it. And you can then have what's called redundancy. So it's great having all this capacity, but what happens if your drive dies? You're completely in trouble.
Yep.
And what you can do is set up what's called a RAID configuration, R-A-I-D. This is a way of configuring the data across the 5 drives that are in there. So, for example, if you choose RAID 5, you have the benefit of the capacity of 4 of the 5 drives, and the 5th drive becomes the redundancy drive. So what that means is if one of the drives fails, doesn't matter, you haven't lost any data because of the clever way they store the data. You just put in a fresh drive and it rebuilds the RAID configuration and you just carry on.
Good.
But you must replace it quickly, otherwise, you know, if you lose a second drive, then you'll lose trouble. One of the other reasons for having this is if you buy an Apple computer, Apple have this pricing policy where they actually have quite good value for money at the entry level for each computer, but the entry level is insufficient storage. And when you go to make the internal storage sufficient, it literally
can surprise.
Run. Yeah, it can literally run into thousands of pounds, and it's quite, you know, it's like bait and switch in a way. But I mean, you know, people will do it or not, but the prices are huge and the machines are not upgradable. So what you can do is you can actually, you know, buy a modest amount, the base amount of storage inside the Mac, and then use a device like this. So this device, not cheap. So this is for people who, you know, taking their data seriously.
Yeah,
so
yep.
the basic box is $599, but that gives you 5 bays and a Thunderbolt connection. And it also gives you onward connections as well. So you can connect, because you're not using all the capacity of the Thunderbolt connection. So you've got spare for, you can connect two 4K displays to it, for example, or you can connect another one of these boxes and daisy chain them along. So it's really quite clever. So it can be used by all sorts of people. People who want to back up their data, people who want to not pay Apple's tax. People who maybe deal with really large files, like people who like to edit video, for example, or have a huge film library or something like that. Any or all of those uses. But what I really like is it gives you the capacity just to buy the drives, which are increasingly cheap and increasingly capacious. So right. you can buy you know, just what you need now, in the knowledge that you can upgrade it for not much money later in a year or two when the prices come down further.
Okay, can we cut to the chase? Sorry, we're running terribly out of time.
Four stars out of five.
Yes.
TerraMaster D5 direct attached storage, a lovely device.
Thank you so much. You're a lovely device as well, may I say, of the humankind. We will talk again in 7 days' time. There goes Fevzi Turkamp, the gadget detective.